From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Landon Jones. Some Missouri lawmakers are raising concerns that Republican Governor Eric Greitens has the power to appoint new members to a state ethics panel. The 6-member Missouri Ethics Commission will lack a quorum after Thursday when 3 of its members' terms expire. That will leave it up to Greitens to pick their replacements, who will be responsible for reviewing a pending ethics complaint against him. Greitens could also leave the seats vacant, effectively blocking the commission from taking any action against him. Democratic and Republican lawmakers say it opens the door for the governor to pressure appointees to decide in his favor. Republican Senator Bob Dixon said the situation could create a constitutional crisis. The Missouri House passed a measure that would toughen penalties for people who misspend benefit money within a poverty program. The bill, approved yesterday, would create a 3-strike policy for the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, which provides cash payments to low-income families. Benefits could be revoked for months or even years if someone spends money on a prohibited item such as cigarettes or at a prohibited business such as a liquor store. The bill would also no longer allow recipients to withdraw cash at an ATM using their benefit cards. Those in favor of the proposed measure say the changes would help eliminate fraud and abuse. Opponents say the changes would hurt the poor. The bill now heads to the Senate. A Mid-Missouri County collector has resigned after suspicious activity was found in the county's checking account. Callaway County officials say collector Pam Oostreich resigned suddenly yesterday, and the collector's office is closed until further notice. Prosecuting attorney Chris Wilson said in a news release that the FBI is a part of the investigation. Oostreich was serving her 4th term in office. The Missouri House passed a proposal yesterday that would ban children 17 and younger from participating in mixed martial arts or professional kickboxing. The bill would place the sports under state supervision. In an amateur mixed martial arts contest, elbow strikes to the head would no longer be allowed, nor would knee strikes to the head during the first 5 bouts. However, contestants could agree to allow knee strikes after that. Supporters say the bill will protect children from potential brain damage. Opponents say the bill creates unnecessary regulations and infringes on parental rights. The bill now moves to the Senate. A Democratic lawyer has filed an ethics complaint against Republican U.S. Senate candidate and Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. Yesterday, Attorney Jane Duker filed the complaint against Hawley over pro bono legal services he received in 2016. At issue is free legal help Hawley received from a Washington, D.C.-based law firm when he was an associate professor at the University of Missouri School of Law and running for attorney general. The firm represented Hawley in a lawsuit over a Sunshine request for his university emails. The complaint says Hawley should have reported the pro bono work as a gift in campaign finance records. Ethics complaints like this one are commonly filed against candidates running for office. Landon Jones, KBIA News, Columbia.